This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A reportedly brain-dead woman in Texas, protected by state law, remains on life support as long as she is pregnant. Though her child is nearly viable, her husband, supported by some family members, has gone to court trying to force the state to capitulate and allow their deaths. A pro-life attorney with the ACLJ is criticizing the White House case against Hobby Lobby's suit against the HHS mandate. The DOJ position is that contraception is a great need and that religion and conscience have no real connection to such great needs. The HHS mandate interdicts pregnancy, eugenically limiting population and offering short-term cost savings in medical care. The Americans United for Life annual ranking has found Louisiana as the most pro-life state, but for the fifth year in a row, Washington State ranked as the worst for failing to protect women from an unmonitored and underregulated abortion industry, followed by other West Coast and Northeast states. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Pro-life advocates have long criticized men pressuring women to have abortions. The 20-year-old college girlfriend of a 27-year-old NFL player has retained an attorney to fight the pressure to abort her child by the player and his family. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.